periodically on our website, jknerp.com, we post success stories, stories that reveal creativity, something novel happening, cutting-edge thinking. One such story is in the Catholic News Service of today, of August 26, 2008. The headline reads, Catholics to Explore Evangelization in Cutting-Edge Online Conference. More than ever, Catholics are using modern technology as an evangelizational tool. More than 500 national, diocesan, and parish ministry leaders will gather online September 16th to the 18th to explore the beliefs, values, and spiritual longings of active and inactive Catholics in the U.S. today. Proclaiming Christ 2008, Sharing the Gift of Our Catholic Faith, is the topic of the online National Evangelization Conference presented by the Paulus National Catholic Evangelization Association. Sister Susan Wolfe, a sister of Notre Dame, is Senior Vice President and Executive Director of the Washington-based association. In an August 20th interview, she told Catholic News Service that the conference will take place entirely over the internet by using Web 2.0 technology, considered the newest horizon for social networking. We now have 500 registrants from 99 dioceses, said Sister Wolfe, adding that with more than 3 weeks to go, the attendance will be much higher. The strength of the conference will be the online community of ministry leaders from all over the country will utilize. They will come together for 3 days in a learning environment for prayer, faith sharing, presentations from experts in Catholic evangelization, live question and answers, and a variety of discussion groups, and also access to publishers and organizations that provide resources that support the Church's evangelizing mission. The Paulus National Catholic Evangelization Association consulted evangelization leaders from more than 60 dioceses in designing the conference. The novel idea of having such a comprehensive conference online came about because travel budgets had been cut dramatically and eliminated many parishes from coming to these meetings. Within the online conference, now a parish can send 5 people online. Very few could send a team to a national conference like this in the past, said Sister Wolfe. At least 17 dioceses will have virtual breakout rooms where attendees from their local churches can connect during the conference. Quote, we are very excited. We are getting very positive feedback, Sister Wolfe said. People can participate 24/7 from their own computer. They do not have to travel, don't have to leave home or their office. Attendees will click into the conference to hear and view the presentations when it fits their schedule. With participants as far away as Hawaii, she said, this is bringing East and West, North and South together for conversation and learning about Catholic evangelization. The Missionary Society of St. Paul the Apostle, known as the Paulus Fathers, was founded in 1858 by Father Isaac Thomas Hecker, a New York City native, ordained as a Redemptorist priest in 1849. The Paulus Fathers have been pioneers in using technology to raise awareness of the importance of Catholic evangelization and to train Catholics for what is considered an essential mission of the Church. Although the one-on-one personal encounter is still the most effective method of evangelization, the internet is one of the major players in 21st century Catholic evangelization, according to Paulus Father Kenneth Boyack, the Evangelization Associate President. Proclaiming Christ 2008 is the first ever online conference for Catholic evangelization. It is a real pioneering effort and the way to use media to foster the gospel proclamation, said Father Boyack. For some people, this is quite new, he added. The online conference gives people a greater sense and new understanding of the missionary character of the Catholic Church. Proclaiming Christ 2008 is supported in part by a grant of $36,000 from the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops Catholic Communication Campaign. The Catholic Communication Campaign, funded from the donations of Catholic parishioners, develops media programming, projects, and resources to promote gospel values. The conference features four keynote presentations. A People Gathered and Sent by Bishop Sam Jacobs. American Catholics Today by Mary Gaultier, Senior Research Associate at the Center for Applied Research in the Apostolate. Reaching Today's Inactive Catholics by Paulist Father Frank Viciano. And finally, Models of Evangelization in American Catholicism by Father Timothy Byerly. The conference will help the attendees explore spirituality, research models for Catholic evangelization in the U.S., discuss ideas and insights with peers from around the country, take away practical ideas for follow-up after the conference, and learn what resources to assist you in your evangelization mission, said Sister Wolf. End of the article, Catholic News Service article. And I believe what we have here is something that is very novel and new and creative, and something which also can be reduplicated. As I am talking to you right now via this means, this is where it seems to be going in evangelization. The high-tech world has much to offer us, much that is very positive. All we need is creative thinking. God bless you. Enjoy.